was just yesterday, the game, right?
It was, man. Yes. It feels like it, too. No. Yeah, it was yesterday.
How did you come out of that physically?
Actually, I woke up. I felt better today. So that shows us that it is healing, you know what I mean? It's not something that can be set back by getting bumped or moved around or, you know, that kind of stuff, which is encouraging. So that was really cool. But I did. I woke up better this morning than I felt the day before. Yeah.
And then get through the workout here. Everything was fine, too.
Better
than yesterday.
Feels better. You know, I wish I had a better way to describe it. You know, it just feels better. Yeah.
Looking at the tape, what was the thing that stood out to you most about your own play on Sunday?
Me? Oh, goodness. You know, instead of, you know, holding my eyes one time here and then making this throw, I could have been more accurate on a slant that I threw to Crab. You know, instead of putting it on this side, I put it on this side of him. Goodness, dude, it's funny how these days work. When you move on, we really move on.
Yeah.
But just really, really a ball placement on a couple of throws that I wanted back. But then some good things, but, you know, all those just, you know, doesn't mean anything when you lose. You know, you just look at the stuff that you try and fix.
Lamar has been creating separation. Was there more of a concerted effort to look for from yesterday?
You know what? I played the same mentally. You know, I wasn't like, oh, it's this covered. I got to go give it to him. You know, that kind of thing. You know, he actually played really well, I thought. You know, he had two really big plays get called back. You know, which is really just, it's unfortunate. You know, like we're trying to give him the ball. We're trying to, you know, create explosive plays, and we do. And then they get called back. You know, it's just one of those things. But we got to clean it up. You know, whatever we can do to be better there. To make sure that those plays don't get called back, because when they happen, you know, they're hard to get in the NFL.
Would you like to work the ball downfield more? There haven't been a ton of explosive pass plays the last month.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that if you had just asked that question randomly, everyone would say yes, you know.
Sure.
You definitely want more. We definitely want more. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're gonna work and we're going to get more. You know, we are because we have a good group. I think we all believe that here. You know, I think we all have seen it. You know, we've seen how hard we work. And I think everyone in this circle sees that we have a good group of guys that work really hard. It's not like we're going out there and trying not to make it happen, you know. But definitely, we definitely want to be able to do that. Now, does that mean we're going to do anything differently or, you know, try and force things? Absolutely not. You know, that's where you get in trouble, you know. And that's, you know, that's something that I've learned in my career. You can't force it. You know, just, you know, you got to work hard and just let it happen.
Defense is doing more to take away the deep ball this year than they did in the past, or?
Yeah, they're definitely trying, you know, by the way that they, you know, align and play coverages and certain things. You know, those kind of things are, you know, can be frustrating if you let it be, or we can just try and solve problems. And that's kind of something that we're learning, you know, now as we see teams do that, you know, we're figuring out ways, hey, man, how can we, you know, still be able to do that and create explosive plays?
What do you need to sort of get them out of that, to exploit what they're giving you then?
Without giving out like details of certain things, you know, you see things that you like, you know, you see things like ways to create those kind of things, and you want to make sure you try and get in those situations. If I'm trying to get, you know, give you the best I can without giving them away, you know, and certain things like that. But obviously, you know, whenever you can complete. Now, I thought we completed a lot of balls, which helps draw that in. But at the same time, when we have our shots, like in the game, if those two plays don't get called back, you know, we're in the mid. You know, 200s in passing, we're feeling better about it. You know, we're doing good things, but they get called back and now we still feel sick, you know. So you try and, you know, take what they give you and at the same time try and hit them with big plays. So, you know, it's a fine line of trying to, you know, make that work.
Darren, you got your first win against the Chiefs, and then you told us during training camp at one point when everybody was building you guys up that,
yeah,
hey, we haven't even beat the Chiefs yet.
That's exactly right.
So, but now you got them coming up. Is this like your Everest, so to speak? This is the hill you want to conquer to beat the Chiefs?
Well, definitely this week. You know, is, you know, like as cliche as we could get, you know, this, you got to go 1-0 this week, right? But, yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a division game, which, you know, really counts for two. You know, they usually do. You know, you want to go out there and, you know, beat one of the best teams in football. We have them coming to our place on a short week. So all the challenges are there. Everything, you know, is pushing our back against the wall, but – one thing I know we're going to do is we're going to come out, you know, on Thursday night and fight. You know, but we are definitely excited, you know, to have them come into our place this week.
What's your reaction to bringing in the Memorial Bowl?
Very excited. You know, really funny. I can't remember what year. My second year in Hawaii, we're standing there having a conversation. And I say, you know, it wouldn't be bad, you know, if you came play for the Raiders. And he started laughing, you know. He started laughing. He's like, oh, man, you know, it'd be fun. You know, maybe one day we could play together. You know, and guys, we always talk like that, you know. Oh, man, it'd be fun, you know. Just because we were, you know, how'd I say, colleagues, I guess, during that week. But, you know, just talking to him, getting to know him. And then I went and saw him today. And first thing we brought up was like, hey, you remember that conversation? He's like, yeah, I remember. So now that it happens, it's an amazing thing. He's one of the best middle linebackers in football. You know, I know that from watching him on film. You know, and he nothing you hear about the guy is negative. Nothing you hear about the guy is bad. You know, he's a hard worker. He's super smart. You know, just like all those Penn State linebackers are. You know, super smart. And he plays aggressive. You know, he's going to bring a lot of leadership to our football team.
What has Kansas City done defensively that's given you fits over the years?
You know what? They do a good job of, you know, rushing the passer. They do a good job of stopping the run. They do a good job on the coverage end. They're just, you know, in our division, there's good defenses. Yeah. You know, it is what it is. So, you know, they just play really well. They're sound, really well coached. Coach Sutton, great coach. All the respect for him. You know, so much respect that he even texted me, you know, when I got hurt, you know, last year. You know, he just one of those guys, he's just a good dude. But yeah. This week I don't like him too much. But, you know, he does a really good job of making sure everyone's locked in. And they're really smart. They're really smart players. They don't do a lot so then they can see, you know, route concepts. They can, you know, right. Visualize things and get used to seeing those kind of things.
Yeah. I know you want to get rid of the ball quickly, but when yes. You watched the film yesterday, are there plays you see where you could have not gotten rid of the pass quickly or a play you could hold on and made some more plays? Or?
You know, there's, again, a fine line. You know, we talked about, you know, a couple weeks ago, getting rid of the ball quickly is a really good thing, you know. And then now, you know, we get, you know, should we hold on to it and those kind of things. I haven't changed the way I've played, you know, mentally on the aspect of should I hold on to it. And we talked about scrambling too, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, when you turn the film on, you look at the plays – and, you know, you're taking check downs and those are going for 10 and 12. Well, how can you be mad at that? You know, if that's what they're giving you, you got to take it. You know, I could sit back there and force a lot of throws. And that's not something that I've ever done. You know, I try my best not to put our team in harm's way. You know, but at the same time, I still look at it critiquing myself like, could I have fit that one in? You know, and then you go try it at practice kind of a thing. So it's always you growing. It's always, and if I ever stop doing that, you know, I'll be done. So I'm definitely looking at it, but there wasn't many where I went back and said, oh, man, I should have held on to it, you know, because that's another thing. I don't want to put stress on my line. You know, I want to make sure I take care of them too.
Jared, like the quick turnaround, is it actually in a weird way easier and helpful that the game is so quick because it helps you forget about what's happened?
It's easier on your heart, yeah. Yeah, you know, these Thursday night games are good for that, you know, because this league, whether we won or lost, you have to get rid of you have to flush it, you know. You can't get too high, you can't get too low. And so that's one thing that a short week does is, hey, it's time to move on. And that's what we have to do anyway. So it's absolutely a good thing, and I guess it happened at a good time for us. But our main focus now is just going into, you know, our stadium and playing one of the best teams in football and trying to get a victory.
Is keeping your weapons happy, Derek? Is that a thing, or is that something you're conscious of?
Not for me. You know, when I say we have a good group of guys, we don't have a lot of selfish people, you know. So we don't have a lot of guys in my ear, man, give me the ball, or, you know, hey, I'm open, or those kind of things. You know, they know that I know. You know, I know you're open. You know, I know we'll get it to you. You know, the read took me elsewhere kind of a thing. You know, those are more the conversations that we have. It's never – I've never dealt with any – because they know my personality too. Like, don't you dare. You know, please don't do that. You know, those kind of things. But, you know, those guys on the outside, they work their tail off. And, you know, I know when they're open. You know, I see it on the tablet, you know, those kind of things. But I've never had a conversation or altercation with any skilled player that I've played with.
How's Todd been over the last couple hours now?
Yeah.
I know he's probably feeling it a little bit, given the struggles the offense has had. How have you tried to console him in any way? How's he tried to talk to you about what's going on? What's that relationship been like over the last week?
You know what? We're all human. So, obviously, we all are frustrated. We're mad that, you know, we have great practices. You know, we're so efficient. We're doing the things the right way. We're studying. We're doing these things, and we go out there, and then we don't have the game that we want to have. And that can wear on you, or you can just keep working. And I think you guys know me well enough that right. you know which one I pick. And so you guys know that him and I are really alike, and he's similar to in the same way. Hey, man, I didn't do this right. I didn't do this right. This is what I'm going to do better for you. And then I'm telling him, hey, I didn't do this right. I didn't do this right. I'm going to be better for you. And we just work, man. And that's the cool thing about this team and the family that Coach Del Rio has built around here is we're all accountable. We all point out, hey, man, it's my fault. You know, even though you guys know I try and take it all, right. I'm trying to take it away from everybody. You know, put it on me. We're all accountable, but we all have each other's back, and we all just fight, man. Because when we come out on the other side of this, you know, we're all going to be smiling. We're all going to be feeling better. And you guys, you know, won't ask me about getting the ball out. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, guys.